Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast, starting off your Monday here. Man, all right, see, I got to do my regular check. Just give me a second, guys. I just want to see how this sounds. Hold on. See.
Things like goddamn debate.
Nope, it's going to be bad. Be right back. Motherfucker. You know what? Maybe this is a part of my bit. Maybe this is just something that everybody is just expecting at the beginning of my show that, oh, yeah, Tuttle's audio is going to be absolute shit. It's going to be absolute shit. That is exactly what's going to happen. So I got to wait till I pop back up. But you know what? I was saying this, and I know that you guys could not hear me. But maybe this is just part of my show now. The just messed up audio. It's how I start every single show out. I'm just going to have messed up audio. Here, I'm back now. So I got to wait till I pop. Okay, yep. I'm good. I'm dialed in now. All right, guys. You know what? I want to talk to you guys today. I want to hear how your weekend went. Give me a call here, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. You can also leave a text message there. I can get your text messages live at 407-270-3044. You know what? I think I have my buddy Fish on Jay, who was in the chat room, actually went out on a boat. Saw him posing with some big ass fish and stuff. So, I know that I'm late to the game. I do this every once in a while where one of these shows come out of nowhere and I just absolutely refuse to watch it. And Stranger Things was one of those shows. Saturday morning, I woke up and I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch Stranger Things. I'm going to give it a try. I am so pissed off at myself for waiting so long. Me just trying to be somebody that was outside the establishment. Somebody that was like, you know what? I'm not watching Stranger Things. The only thing that kept me from watching the third season is that my good friend from Wales, Amy Sinha, she's watching it, but she knew that I was eventually going to start watching it. And so she's waiting so we can kind of watch season 3 and 4 together. Not together, but and we'll watch it. Then it'll get done. We can discuss it. Because isn't a show always more fun when you can just discuss it with people? And like I said, I absolute Iggy T. Here, I want to see what Iggy T. Iggy, I was one of those dicks that just refused to watch Stranger Things. I started watching it on Saturday. I made it through season 1 and part of season 2 on Saturday, and then Sunday I wrapped up season 2. I'm loving it. But also, you know what sucks about watching these shows so late in the game? Especially if you're on TikTok and everything. I already know what the main bad guy behind everything already is. because of that whole Kate Bush. And that's the other thing. I wish that I could play music on this show. It sucks, and I get it. I get that the artists don't want you to use their music if you're making money off of it, but at the same time, I'm kind of promoting you a little bit, right? I'm kind of giving you some promotion. But I don't have a music license, and I can't play it. Now, Iggy, come on. See, now, why would you say that? I'm on season 4, and I'm bored as hell. I heard it gets better at the end, though. That is not what I want. You know why? You know what? Stranger Things might not be as good as I think it is, but maybe it's just the whole nostalgia type. But I was also young in the 80s. But, you know, like, there's a lot of Gremlins, Ghostbusters, E.T. references. There's all that stuff. And I think that's why you know what? Now I might be backing out on the show. They found out a formula. They found out a formula that, hey, dumb Americans and dumb people all around the world, they love nostalgia. Now, Twisted Movies brings up a great point. You have to look at it through the eyes of a comic book show, then it becomes pretty rad. I have no, you're talking to a big ass nerd. I have no problem looking and suspending all belief and all like of the scientific facts that we have and how things are possible and not possible. I just got done watching the show, the Umbrella Academy. That show gets ridiculous at sometimes, but that is one of the best shows that I've watched in a really long time. And I know a lot of you guys would probably think that the Umbrella Academy is absolutely horrible, but I loved it. And with the whole Stranger Things, though, see, they do stretch a lot of stuff, but a lot of it is based in some type of scientific fact. It is. Vulture, I'm going to watch The Boys once I get that Fire Stick. You know, that sounds really, really weird. Bill gave me his Fire Stick yesterday. Yeah. See, I mean, that's why you got to always cover your own ass and explain everything. If I said, oh yeah, Bill came over yesterday, we went out, and Vulture. Damn it. I told you, Vulture. I woke up. Have you guys ever had one of those days where you're absolutely, you feel like you are, like somebody hit you in the head with a 2x4? Like, you wake up absolutely retarded. And I know that I know a lot of people hate that word, and I should not have said that. But today, I've been absolutely dyslexic as well, too. You know, I'm at my new job, I gotta be on my game and stuff. I mean, that's a prime example. I haven't messed up and called Vulture by his real name in a long time. And I'm sorry. I'm sure I'll hear about it. I got a lot of stuff on my plate. I'm sorry. But I woke up absolutely retarded today. And I'm completely sober. Well, I do smoke some weed every once in a while. Maybe that's what it is. Hey, you know, never mind. I'm not going to say anything else. Maybe that's why I'm a little retarded today. God, stop saying it, Tuttle. Here, I'll call myself Patrick since I'm calling people by their real names and everything. You know what? I'm going to hear about that. I'm going to hear about that. I really, really am. Hell's going to rain down on me. But you know what? I'm still going to have a good show. So I've been watching Stranger Things. I love it. I'm gonna start season three at some point this week. And Fish on Jay says, don't give up on it. Fish on Jay, call in 407-270-3044. Please sell me on it, because Iggy tells me she's bored. SJ Design VR. He asked me, how is the new job going? I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You want to know why I love it? I'm doing recruiting for a business. And, you know, we do a lot of the stuff online, but for me to be able to get on the phone and talk to people and sell them on a business and actually, I get to meet a lot of people. And you know what? Yes, radio is my passion. I love it. Maybe one day I will get back into it. Maybe I'll get on terrestrial radio. I think this is Fish on J calling in. Hey, is this Fish on J?
Yeah, the one and only.
Hey, man. So, no, let me finish my thought real quick on, because somebody asked me about my new job and everything. So, Lynn, let me finish that up, and I'll be right with you, okay? All right, so with the new job and everything, I get to talk to people. I will say this. I'll admit this to you guys that I have pretty good written grammar. I do make a lot of mistakes, but when I'm writing emails and stuff, I write emails and I'm guilty of run-on sentences. But I write emails like I talk. Fish on Jay, do you know what I'm talking about by that? Yeah. Like you're a good talker and stuff, Jason, but you might not be the best when it comes to writing emails and stuff. That's been the one thing that I've had to really work on at this new job.
You know what? Talking to people is so important. The way how you talk is so important these days, because mm-hmm. You know, people these days, they're not learning the proper way, the proper grammar, nouns, punctuations, cursive. They don't even know how to write cursive. So these days, you know, learning how to speak properly, it goes a long way.
But Jason, though, all right, like, I think learning cursive is very, very important, but let's be honest, though, with the technology and stuff, I know that you got to write stuff down, but, like, when you're picking up tickets or you're giving somebody a receipt of picking up something, you're not writing in cursive, because sometimes people don't know how to even read cursive. Like, you're printing it, right?
Yeah. We got to do a print name and also a
signature.
But you'd be surprised. I have over 200 customers in Volusia County, and a majority of them write in cursive.
Yeah, I get that, okay? But with computers and all this stuff, people don't write letters anymore, Jason. When was the last time you wrote a letter?
When my mom was alive.
I mean, so you get what I'm talking about, right? I mean, people will write, but maybe it's for a bill at best. You see what I'm saying? People don't write letters anymore because you could text or you could call.
Yeah, that's the joy of technology.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how many people still know how to write out checks, Jason.
Oh, you know what? They actually taught us how to write checks and balance a checkbook in school.
Yeah, we did.
But this was like in 2001, 2002. I mean. I don't even know if they ever do that anymore.
When was the last time you wrote a check? I can't tell you when I have.
My first check that I wrote was to a friend, because I purchased his 95 Blazer, his 4x4 Blazer. Mm. And that was the last time I wrote
Jason,
a check.
Hey, Jason, Country Girl.
2006.
Hey, Jason, sorry. Country Girl says hello, all. What do you think of Country Girl? Like, yeah. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, come on.
Would you tribute? Like, tribute?
Oh, straight tribute. Straight.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been trying to get her on my show, but, like, I don't know. I don't think it's possible. You know, she said that she's wanted to. I don't know. Am I too creepy? Is that why Country Girl doesn't want to come on my show?
No, I think if you go ahead and you ask nicely, it will come.
Well, I'm sure something would come, but but Jason, tell me about Country Girl. Is she single or she got a dude or whatever? I mean, I'm not trying to creep out or anything, but if I'm gonna have her on the show, I need to know.
Well, she is. I believe that she's married. She just got married to Country Boy.
I thought she. Well, Country Boy, Country. You might as well be Bud and Sissy from Urban Cowboy. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but all right. So I thought I saw her in a baby pool the other day on her live stream. I wasn't for sure.
Hey, but keep on looking at her Instagram because she puts up some nice Instagram pics.
Mm-hmm. You're also a big fan of Kinky Katie as well, too, aren't you?
I love Kinky Katie. A matter of fact, I was actually chatting with Kinky Katie on Instagram, and I went ahead and I asked her, have you thought about doing some podcasts with a couple of people?
I would love. And, do you think you can get her as a guest on my show? I actually would love to interview her.
Well, yeah. I'll definitely go ahead and
can you be the go-between?
Shoot her a message.
Can you be the go-between? I mean, I follow her and stuff, but like I just don't, you know, like I kind of think she got a raw deal at the end there at, you know, the certain place. So I don't know who she's mad at or not, but I would love to have her on.
Yeah, I could go ahead and let her know that you want her on the show. She's trying right now to do a podcast with Bubba.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be great. I mean, I thought she was great on the Bubba Radio Network.
She was, but I think what it was that she...
It was kind of the waters. The waters didn't like her.
That was one thing. That was one problem. You always know who that one lady, we're not going to say who it is.
Yeah.
She was a big problem with her. So that's why she went ahead and she did her own studio. That's why she's not doing it at Bubba's.
Yeah.
But you know what? I will definitely message her and let her know that you are interested.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to. Hey, so Jason, I don't want to take up too much of your time and everything, but it looks like you went out on the boat. What was your best fish?
That fish, which thank you to my friend Stanley. He went ahead. He did me a big favor on picking me up and everything. That fish that I caught there was called a Margate. Mm-hmm. And a Margate is a
it kind of looked
fish.
Like a sheep head. Like they eat barnacles. They kind of are like in the same grouping. I'm not saying that it is sheep head, but it kind of eats crustaceans and stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's the same. I believe it's in the same family of the black drum,
mm-hmm.
of some sorts. It has those teeth in the back of its throat.
Yeah, the crunchers.
The crushed crabs and everything. And that right there, that was my biggest one. I would normally catch them in Sebastian Inlet around the bridge. But they weighed it. It was 5.1 pounds.
They got a lot of low-end horsepower, right? Not a lot of top-end, but it's more like low-end, like they're heavy.
Yeah, exactly. It just pushed down. That's all. It just like a bull. It just kept on. It just kept on running until the minute I got to the surface, and then it was game over. And I cleaned that thing on the back of my truck. And,
a lot of meat, I bet, or are they real bony?
Oh my! No! It has huge ribs. It's not even a really bony fish.
So it's just the ribs then. One last question. What was the most impressive fish on the boat? Because I think you guys went out with, you know, it was a group, right?
Yeah, it was a charter boat. Somebody actually went ahead and caught a mahi-mahi. And it was by accident. The person went ahead and was there was two baits you can use on a boat. There was sardines and squid. And the person had
squid. I gotta say squid. Squid is one of the most enticing baits in my opinion, and it's not used a lot. Was it squid? I hope I'm gonna look like a complete idiot if it wasn't squid.
It was a sardine.
Damn it! Really?
It was a sardine. Okay.
But am I right about the squid though? Like squid is a you'll catch some big fish on it.
Dude, I used to go over to Jetty Park and hook up a balloon and put about maybe 3 feet of line and toss it out with the tide, and I would hit bonnet head shark.
Yeah. Damn, I wish he would have. So he caught that mahi-mahi. How big was it?
Yeah. It was about a 3-footer.
Yeah.
But he caught it was by accident. He was actually just dropping the bait. He was about maybe about four stern spots away from me. And he just dropped it down, and then the damn mahi-mahi went ahead and grabbed it.
Damn.
And there was and then my buddy's son caught a 9-pound red snapper, which it's not in season in the Atlantic.
Yeah, he had to keep it or throw it back.
They had to throw it back. But in the Gulf right now,
it is.
They're still catching red snapper, I think, until next month.
Hey, Jason, I wanna talk to you about this, and I do wanna move on to my next topic, but keep it brief. Do you think that the news media is kind of overhyping the shark, like the sharks off the Atlantic right now? Because it seems like all the national news, they got a big correspondent out there researching sharks and stuff. But, I mean, News of Murder has always been that place. And I don't think anybody has died yet here in the United States. We've had bites. Some of them have been really, really bad, but is this media hype? It does not seem like there's been more bites in the past.
It's way overhyped. The most gruesome attack that I've heard so far was over in California. A lady lost her leg to a great white. So far, that is the most gruesome attack that I've heard of this year. Other than that, over here on our side, we've had nothing but ankle biters. Mm-hmm. We probably had bonnet head sharks and biting them.
That one over on the Gulf Coast, that girl got kind of messed up. I think she was out looking for scallops at the time. Did you hear about that one? She got pretty messed up. But let me ask you this. We went out surf fishing. Could that shark that I had on the hook, could it have caused anybody any damage?
Yeah, if it would have went ahead and chomped down on someone's calf or Achilles. Yeah, it can definitely. It probably could have took about a good, I would say about maybe a good four or five inch chunk of someone's leg.
Yeah, that I'm not trying to like show out, but man, that was one of the biggest things I've ever tried to reel in. Swear to God.
And it's like trying to reel in a bull.
Yep, it's all muscle.
Exactly that, and that's why they taste so good. Mm. And people think it's crazy when you say shark tastes good. You know, for once, take a bite out of a shark.
Yeah. Hey, Jason, let's make plans too, man. I hope you have a great night, okay?
You too, man. I'm going to pull you out here this week.
All right, man. Bye. All right, so the first story I wanted to get into, I mean, I don't think this guy deserved it, but I also have a hard time feeling bad for him. I really, really have a hard time feeling bad for him, people. I just do. I'm sorry. Oh, hold on. Let me see. Boom, 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 boom. Move up here. Man, I'm having a horrible night. This bishop up in New York, Brooklyn area, I think, he ended up getting robbed on a live stream. He got robbed on a live stream because he's a bishop. And he shows out with all of his jewelry, his rings, everything. And I, you know, I used to think that Bubba was kind of being hard on B-Fud when it came to the, hold on, let me see. Yeah, let me put that there and I'll go back to it. I used to think that B-Fud was being, or Bubba was being hard on B-Fud. And now looking back on it, he was absolutely right. B-Fud, Brian, that used to be on the Bubba Love Sponge show, every payday he thought it would be funny to go on Google Images, search pictures of people with large amounts of money and taking pictures of it and be like, oh yeah, it's payday. Payday at the BRN. This is all the money I made. And Bubba was like, look, you can't be posting pictures and all this stuff about how rich you are and how much money you got online because somebody is going to end up robbing you. They're going to follow you home. They're going to get all your money and everything. And they're even going to be pissed when they find out that the pictures you posted were not taken by you. You found them off of Google Images. But this preacher, and I do not judge people for believing in religion or people that are Christians or Buddhist or Muslim. I don't believe in organized religion. But this preacher up in Brooklyn got robbed. And you know what, though? The amount of jewelry he had on it, it was in the six figures. I just don't feel bad for you.
About why he believes he was targeted and his message for the suspects.
5 to 10 minutes into preaching Sunday morning on Remsen Avenue.
Now, I mean, when I first saw this video, I was like, all this gold, and he's got gold underneath his velvet. It's not a robe, but his velvet jacket. He has jewelry underneath there. His wife has got a bunch of jewelry on. They kind of flash it on these live streams and stuff. And while he was on the live stream, now, I also have theories that, you know, bishops, churches, they want to be able to promote themselves because promotion means more money in the collection plate. It does. So, I also would not be shocked that, because we don't know who these people are. They were wearing masks. It seems like an inside job. And now this guy is all over the news. He is all over the news. So, now, I wouldn't be shocked that if we found out that he staged this whole thing. But I don't feel bad for a bishop or a preacher that had over $100,000 worth of jewelry stolen from him. You are a man of God. Joel Osteen, screw you, Joel Osteen. All these mega preachers or ministers or bishops. Fuck you. Like, seriously. You're supposed to be a man of God. And do you really need all that stuff? I mean, all the jewelry you're wearing, how many people could you have fed with that?
Avenue in Canarsie, Bishop Lamar Whitehead saw the door in the back of the room kick open.
How many of you have lost your faith because you saw somebody else die, what you about to go through?
I mean, come on. I mean, I pray to God, or I don't, I'm role playing here, but if I was in the congregation of this bishop, I guess Bishop Whitehead, I would be like, yo, I pray to God every single day. You know, God's supposed to know everything. God's supposed to know everything that happened in the past, everything that is happening, and everything that's gonna happen. and I mark out, I pray, I give your ass money so you can wear $100,000 worth of jewelry between you and your wife. Yeah, I have a hard time.
Yo. Yo. All right, right, right. All right, right.
I don't know. Now I'm looking at this. All right. 407-270-3044. You can also text that number, 407-270-3044. Or you can comment in the chat room. Am I the only one that thinks that this is a bad acting job? That this is a bad acting job. Because if a bunch of dudes coming in heavily armed come in, look at the way this guy acts.
Because you saw somebody else die, what you about to go through. Yo, yo, all right, right, right.
Maybe, I don't know. See, I'm going to feel like a real dick, but yo, all right, all right, all right. I mean, your wife is, I don't know. You would think that somebody, when a bunch of people came in, armed, they would, this just does not seem real.
You about to go through. Yo, yo.
All right, what about this? Hold on. Why was he looking over into that area the whole time? Was he looking to see when the doors were, look, he's looking at that.
Because you saw somebody else
look,
die.
He's look,
what you about to go through. Yo, yo. All right, right, right.
I seen 3 to 4 men come in. I said, all right, all right, right.
I hope this is not made up. But either way, I mean, if you're flashing all that jewelry out there, and one, you're supposed to be a man of God. Number two, you're supposed to be helping people, help spread the word of Jesus Christ, himself, the Holy Spirit, God. I mean, the weakest link brings up a great point. I'm sure that jewelry was insured. All right, but the weakest link. This guy, I have a problem with men of God living an overly extravagant lifestyle. Do I agree that they got to take care of themselves and they got to make some type of... Yes, yes. I do. I do believe that they deserve to get paid, but 6 figures in jewelry was robbed off of you during a live stream sermon? I really have a hard time feeling bad for you.
It's pretty much stating that I'm not going to do anything, right? Because I know y'all coming for me. Y'all coming straight to me. I don't want my parishioners hurt, right? I got women and children there. As I got down, one went to my wife and took all her jewelry and had the gun in front of my 8-month-old baby's face.
Not saying anything.
Took off my bishop's ring, my wedding band, and took off my bishop's chain, and then I had chains underneath.
Really? What? I'm sorry. How, if you're in a congregation, how do you feel good about yourself? I mean, that's why I would love somebody to call in, 407-270-3044. Because a lot of people that are parishioners and stuff, a lot of people that come are the working class people that are living paycheck to paycheck. They're living paycheck to paycheck. They don't have health insurance. They don't have this. They don't have that. And you and your wife got robbed for over $100,000. And that's just a low estimate. I've read other stories because I like to read multiple accounts of something just to get the full story. And I've heard that it was almost as high as $300,000. I mean, there's also another angle here, and this is all allegedly. Got to cover my ass. Well, you know what? Sue me. I don't have anything. Can't get blood out of a stone. This could all, I mean, the weakest link here. Let me go back to his comment at 7:31. I'm sure the jewelry was insured. Insurance fraud? I mean, I'm sure that law enforcement has to be looking into that, right? Sorry, I know I'm drinking water out of a big-ass jug. But, I mean, that's definitely something you got to look into.
My robe. And he started tapping my neck to see if anything else. So that means they knew. They watched and they knew that I have other jewelry.
The church's live stream shows the gun being held on the pastor.
They had the guns on my deacons that was at the door.
Whitehead says what you don't see on camera are around 100 congregants who were in the room. Men, women, and children dropped.
Is he wearing a Bart Simpson Adidas black on yellow jacket? I mean, it's pretty, I mean, I would wear that for sure. But that seems like a one-off or a special edition. Did the parishioners buy that Bart Simpson black on yellow Adidas tracksuit?
To the floor in silence.
My church is traumatized. The women and children are still crying. Still crying. Babies are still crying.
Police say the men took off in a white Mercedes. Whitehead says cops have a license plate and witnesses saw the men change clothes outside.
These men, they need to turn themselves in. I forgive you, and I'm praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I hope that God deliver you from the mindset of who you are at this time.
Whitehead believes his family was targeted because of the publicity he received when he helped turn in the suspect wanted in the fatal subway shooting of 48-year-old Daniel Enriquez in May.
All right, so this all could be true. Once again, this is just me throwing stuff up against the wall to see if it sticks. So he's been related to two major stories in the Brooklyn area. Does anybody else find that a little suspicious?
Turned them in, but the media called me the bling bling bishop. They had my Rolls Royce car all over everywhere, and I feel that.
All right, thank you. If I was religious, I could not give money to a church, because you know if he's driving a Rolls Royce, hold on, did they say, yeah, he's driving a Rolls Royce, people, if he's driving a Rolls, this dude is living large. He is living large. And even if it's an old Rolls Royce, you're still talking a lot of goddamn money. I just could not. I could not go to this church and put a dime in the collection plate.
That played the part in this. I think all pastors should be able to get permits for pistols.
The NYPD is investigating, God. And Whitehead says the mayor and top police brass have called him, pledging support to find the suspects.
This is definitely an inside job. You got the mayor and all the big wig politician. Oh yeah, we're this is at the top of our priority list.
Fortunately, no one was hurt. In Canarsie, Brooklyn, Lisa Rosner, CBS 2 News.
Be honest with me, guys, in the chat room. Am I sounding like a complete, like, crazy person when I break down stories the way that I do. I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. Now, I know that there's some stuff that the government just does not want us to know. They do not want us to know. And let's be honest. Us as the public, do we really, really take, like, mind-blowing news correctly? No, we don't. That's because if there was ever an asteroid coming here, but everybody is an astrophotographer now. They are. So, but why do you think that the government would not tell us if an asteroid was coming towards us? Because, you know what? We would not be able to handle the news. We just can't, because guess what? We all live such a sheltered life as Americans. We just can't handle thinking that we have any importance when it comes to just the size and meaning of importance, when it comes into the grand scheme of things, when it comes into the whole entire galaxy. We mean nothing. We mean nothing at all. And that's why they would not tell the civilians, hey, there's an asteroid coming. We're all about everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to die except the rich and the elite that we're going to put down, buried about 300 feet in the ground. Yeah, Dave Bauer, yeah. You know what, Dave? And you know what? The hardcore gambling addicts, they wouldn't even care. You know what, David Bowers, let's be honest. Isn't that kind of the ultimate bet? Seriously. Well, maybe it's a bad bet. Because if it does hit the Earth, everybody's going to die. You're not going to be able to collect on the bet anyways. And if the asteroid does miss the Earth, then yeah, you know what? I'm recanting that. That's a bad bet. Vegas isn't going to do it. Because if the asteroid hits, yeah, nobody's collecting. And if anybody survives, money's going to be absolutely worthless. The weakest link. This is one of the proper prosperity preachers that built the congregation out of all their money so the pastors can live like a king. Exactly. No, it can be a setup 100%. It's not like we have not seen it before. Dave Bauer says the house always wins. Exactly. Also, the weakest link. These pastors are famous for being crooked and greedy. It's not much of a stretch for one of them to try to stage something like this. I mean, SJ Design VR. Yeah, there is one. It's going to be pretty close, but in the grand scheme of things, it's really not that close. All right. So, I got this story, and this is some pretty good stuff. This story has a little bit of everything. These are not allegations, people. This got caught on tape. This racist cop in Kentucky. Shocker, I know, right? You know what? I'll let the story do the talking. But we got audio, people. We got audio.
A racially charged and expletive-laced audio recording leads to the firing of Lexington's top cop during a special called meeting. The Board of Aldermen vote to fire Sam Dobbins. Greener Science, Quentin Smith has the tales.
Man, this guy's got kind of a great delivery. Listen to this.
During a special called meeting, the Board of Aldermen vote to fire Sam Dobbins. Greener Science, Quentin Smith.
He sounds like he's got dentures. Do you hear him whistling a little bit? Do you guys get a little whistling that you hear?
During a special called meeting, the Board of Aldermen vote to fire Sam Dobbins. Greener Science's Clint Smith has the tales from that meeting and reaction from the community.
Lexington city leaders spend more than an hour in executive session discussing this issue. The board voted 3-2 to fire Dobbins effective immediately. It's a decision many say is a sigh of relief.
Terminate Chief Sam Dobbins from the position of Chief of Police.
We fired Chief Dobbins at the position of Chief of Police out of Kentucky. QQ.
Terminate Chief Sam Dobbins from the position of Chief of Police with the City of Lexington.
This is the news that many in Lexington were hoping to hear.
Today, the community of Lexington, Mississippi received justice.
Oh, I thought this was in Lexington. This is even worse, people. Holy shit. I got, hold the phone. Hold on. When I heard Lexington, am I the only one that would automatically assume when you hear Lexington, and you're like, oh yeah, Lexington, Kentucky. This is in Mississippi, where the racism is taken to a whole different level.
Chief Sam Dobbins from the position of Chief of Police with the City of Lexington.
This is the news that many in Lexington were hoping to hear.
Today, the community of Lexington, Mississippi received justice.
Well, I mean, we all think of Kentucky, but you just said Mississippi.
The board made its decision just days after former Lexington police officer Robert Lee Hooker released an audio recording from April. He says the conversation is between him and Dobbins, who at the time was his police chief. Hooker accuses Dobbins of creating a stressful and toxic work environment.
I just got to the point where you're not doing the people right, you're not doing me right, so therefore let me expose you for what you are.
All right. What the guy said, completely awful. You know that this audio could never, ever be used in a court of law. As far as I know, you know what's crazy about this whole thing is that you can secretly videotape somebody. I mean, not as long as it's not like you're trying to secretly record somebody that is getting naked or for pedophilia uses. No, you're a scumbag. But audio is sacred, people. I don't think you guys realize this. Like, in radio, we cannot put anybody on the air without telling them they're on the air. We can't record anybody without us telling them. I mean, you almost got to have like a national government subpoena to be able to record somebody without their knowledge. I don't know if this guy got that.
You are, and that's how it happened.
We obtained the audio. In the recording, Hooker says you can hear Dobbins using the N-word.
Let me explain something to you. Come on. You're going to get in some in the street, and there's only going to be one man fighting.
So, what is said, you're going to get into some shit in the streets, and there's only going to be one man fighting for you.
All right? Yeah. That's going to be me. Okay? Don't ever ruin that. All right? Because these other...
All right, so supervising officer says, that's going to be me, okay? Don't ever ruin that, all right? Question mark. Because these other N-word, something that's going there. They're going to let you, something unintelligible.
Okay.
As well as him speaking about people he's shot and killed as an officer.
I killed 30.
I gotta back it up here. I mean, come on, when you hear this.
Because these other they'll lead you for action. Okay?
As well as him speaking about people he's shot and killed as an officer.
I killed 13 men in my career.
I killed 13 men in my career.
Okay, justified.
Okay, justified.
Huh? Ooh. In my career, I have shot and killed in the line of duty 13 different people.
I mean, this police chief is just kind of showing out, in my opinion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Justified, bro.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Justified.
Ask for it.
Justified, bro.
They ain't gonna tell you no. Got a big corn shootout, man. A cornfield over there. Jimmy Dale Thomas, he worked it. Justified, bro. I shot that 119 times.
If you did not get that, that's exactly what the guy said. Had a big-ass shootout in the cornfield over there. QQ. Unintelligible. Justified, bro. I shot that man 119 times. Wow.
Okay? I don't give a if you kill a with a cold blood.
Do it, right?
I mean, the racist stuff is bad, but
I don't give a
isn't he kind of admitting to just having a hair trigger?
I don't give a if you kill a with a cold blood.
I don't give a fuck if you kill a motherfucker in cold blood. Isn't that kind of what is the exact thing that you don't want to hear the chief of police say in your small little town of Lexington, Mississippi?
Do it, right?
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yep.
I will articulate to fix.
See, hold on.
It's a problem.
Now, is that kind of, I might be looking into it. I might be having white guy guilt. White guilt here. I will articulate to fix the fucking problem.
I'm the only man in the business here that's smart enough to do it, I promise you.
But that's not all. Hooker says Dobbins also made negative comments towards the LGBTQ community.
No, come. It's Mississippi, man. Come on. Come on. Come on. I'm not saying it's right, but come on. It's Mississippi. What do you expect?
I don't talk for years. I don't talk. I ain't got nothing for you.
I'm glad that. Well, they did not beep that out. It's the news. Oh, man. I hope I don't get in trouble.
Comments that many are calling this.
Wouldn't that suck? I didn't say it. I get in trouble for something the news said.
Graceful.
Once we heard it, we were just appalled. It's like, how can a chief, an officer, use that kind of rhetoric when you're...
And it's Mississippi.
...sworn to protect and serve us.
After the board voted to fire Dobbins, investigator Charles Henderson was named interim police chief. We've reached out to Dobbins multiple times today following the board's decision. We're still waiting to hear back. Quentin Smith, 3 on your side.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just bad all around. It is. It just is. Hey, everybody. I really hope you guys had a great weekend. I got a busy week. I'm going to, now with the new job, guys, I got insurance. And now that I got insurance, I found a general practitioner. I'm going to go get my first physical that I've had in quite some time. And I'm a little worried about it. Like I said, this is the best shape. This is the best in shape that I have ever been in my life. But I'm going to go there, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, they're going to do all the testing. You got bowel cancer. You're going to die just like Black Panther Chadwick Boseman. That would be my luck. And you know what? I wouldn't be shocked. And you guys don't be shocked. With my luck, it'd be like... I finally turned things around. I'm not drugging it. I'm not an alcoholic anymore. Smoke a little bit of weed. And then I got bowel cancer. Or cirrhosis of the liver. I didn't stop drinking fast enough or whatever it may be. Right? That's anxiety. That is just living my life. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Hope you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.